Thank you very much, Francis. We have a good mix of subjects in our last news slot. Amongst other items, we hear that the ice rink at Castle Gardens has got off to a good start, and the Eaton Park Railway sets up a seasonal ride. There's a report, too, on that Cub Scout centenary we heard about in the letters. First, however, we hear how West Earlham Woods has become a local nature reserve.
A wood in Norwich has become the city's ninth local nature reserve, 2 decades after it was supposed to get the status. Members of Norwich City Council's controlling Labour cabinet last night agreed to award the status to West Earlham Woods, which consists of 20-acre wood and Bunkers Hill wood. West Earlham Woods date back to at least the 18th century and are considered an important wildlife site and a valuable community asset. But they have suffered from antisocial behaviour, especially fly tipping. New signs will be put up at the entrance to the woods. A deep clean carried out to remove fly tipping and leaflets sent to homes nearby urging them to dispose of their waste properly. A mountain bike trail will also be created in the woods. The award of nature reserve status was welcomed by the local community, including children from West Earlham Infant School.
As they glided over the ice, spinning and twirling, they certainly served as inspiration for those watching on. Talented ice skaters took to the Evening News festive rink just a day after it was officially opened to the public. Ice dancers Fenella Watson-Buck and Katie Williams were first up, impressing the audience with their routine, before other dancers took to the rink, including Norwich's synchronised skating team, Ice Candy, and Coralie Steadman. Marissa Chappell, organiser of the rink, said, "We had lots of skaters coming to the rink over the weekend, a mix of both first-timers and the more experienced. The skating displays on Saturday were brilliant and a great way of encouraging people out onto the ice. We've only just started and we've been astounded by the ticket sales so far, with the most sessions fully booked. We'd love to see more faces arriving. What better ways are there to spend the last week before Christmas?"
Santa rail trips are going swimmingly at Eaton Park. The second Santa at Eaton Railway event saw more than 450 visitors to the miniature railway. The train took excited passengers to Santa's grotto, while others munched on mince pies and enjoyed mulled wine. Santa said, "This second day has gone really well. We've had good weather and families have been out in force to visit us, and all the children have been well behaved." Brian Barker, the overall organiser, commented, "Now the second of the 2 days is finished, we can look back at a great success. Over 800 happy visitors. It's been hard work for us, but we've all enjoyed it, as has the visiting public. Amazingly, we've also had 2 consecutive dry and sunny Sunday afternoons, and it's been ideal weather for the steam locos."
Cubs across Norfolk have been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the movement by renewing their Cub Scout promise at events across the county. The young people took part in the Promise Party, a national celebration that included a promise renewal to commemorate the official registration date of the Cub Scout section. In Norwich, members of the 17th Norwich Scouts retook their promise on the balcony of Norwich Theatre Royal before watching the pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk. Cubs from 6 groups in the northern Norwich district gathered for a party in St Catherine's Church in Aylsham Road and performed the promise using sign language and semaphore. Meanwhile, cubs from the southern Norwich district enjoyed a promise party at Beauthorpe Community Centre.
Sophie Wright isn't your average 17-year-old. While studying at Helston High Sixth Form, Sophie has spent her free time travelling to the peaks of Sweden and Switzerland. That's because Miss Wright, from Horsford, is the first ever British junior female European mountain bike champion. Now she has been nominated for the British Cycling's Ride of the Year. Miss Wright said, "When I saw it, I felt odd. I'm up against Olympic gold medalists. I'm just so honoured. These are women I look up to. Laura Kenny is very inspirational. She just destroys everything she does. I don't know how I'll get on with the voting, but it's very exciting." Miss Wright's hard work through the years is paying off. As well as being European mountain bike champion, she is the 2015 National Mountain Bike Youth Champion, and in 2016 became the National Cyclocross Champion. She is in the race for the Ride of the Year award thanks to her stunning efforts on Husqvarna Mountain in Sweden, where she clinched the title for European champion with a 3-minute lead.
Churches from across Norfolk have sent a giant Christmas card to the Prime Minister to highlight the plight of refugees. The Bishop of Norwich, the Dean of Norwich, and church leaders representing 61 churches across Norfolk, including Norwich, King's Lynn, Aylsham, Swaffham and Attleborough, have signed the 4-foot by 3-foot card to Theresa May. It asks her to light the way for those fleeing violence, fear and desperation. The card says, "As our Prime Minister, the stories you tell about refugees carry great power and the words you use help set the tone for our conversations. During this season of peace and goodwill, please reflect on the language you use to speak about refugees. And into the new year, please ensure your words reflect our proud tradition as a nation that welcomes those in need, and your policies offer hope to those looking for a safe place to call home. May you know the peace of Christ this Christmas." The card has been organised by Christian Aid, and more than 25 similar cards are being sent to Mrs. May from across the country.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoyed it. And now, just a reminder to stay listening for our 2016 Christmas special, which follows straight away on this memory stick. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were
Pauline Goldsworthy
and Peter Walsh. So now we'll say goodbye for this week. Enjoy the Christmas special and a very happy Christmas from all of us at Chatterbox.